Taylor, you're involved this year as an advisor with the University of Lethbridge's iGEM team. Perhaps you could tell me, first of all, what iGEM stands for.
iGEM stands for the International Genetically Engineered Machine Competition. So the focus of this competition is to encourage students to develop biologically engineered solutions to real-world problems. So students from universities from all over the world work on a specific project for about 6 months, and then everyone comes to Boston where they get to compete and share their work with everyone else.
And last year, you did really well because you were actually part of the team that went to Boston and you came home with gold.
Yeah, last year was very exciting. I was happy with how we did, and mostly I'm happy that we even continued the project after the season. So it's something that we are actually still working on. So last year we worked with the Lethbridge Fire Department and EMS, helping them identify what sort of bacteria were in their vehicles. And it is actually work that we're continuing in the lab and collaborating with the fire department and EMS is ongoing.
So this year you're acting as an advisor to the iGEM teams. What prompted you to stay on with it and be an advisor?
Last year was my first year with the team, and I really enjoyed the experience and all the hard work that went into it and seeing the result that came from it. And this year, we really wanted to get more undergrad students involved and to share that experience that I had with them. So I think that's what led me to continue working on the team, and it's been rewarding so far. We have lots of students this year. We had students from different disciplines, kinesiology and neuroscience, and just sharing a different aspect of science with them was really exciting.
And what is the project for this year?
So this year, our overarching goal is to provide synthetic biology to the masses. So to make synthetic biology more accessible to everyone outside of just researchers and scientists, so including novices, so young students and educators, as well as DIY synthetic biologists and hobbyists. And to do this, we're exploring a cell-free system. So this would include all the necessary biomachinery for producing proteins outside of a living cell. So what we're doing is providing a new tool for synthetic biologists that is also safer, as it is not using a living cell, which is traditionally the platform used for synthetic biology.
Now, I understand that you won an award or recognition at the Alberta iGEM competition, which was held just recently, and that had to do with your attention to dealing with the biohazards. Can you explain that a little bit better?
Yeah, so as a part of iGEM as a whole, all teams are encouraged to look at the ethical implications of their project as well as the biosecurity threats that this new technology or tool may bring to society. So for our project this year, we are looking at how our system can be used in both a positive and negative way. A positive way would be for biocontainment, which is a positive for our system, but there are potential that it could present a biosecurity threat as well. So we are in contact with the Public Health Agency of Canada as well as other regulatory groups, and we are trying to address these concerns and start a movement towards how cell-free systems can be regulated, because currently they are not included in any of our legislation.
Now, one of the things that's interesting about what you guys are doing down at the University of Lethbridge is that you also have a high school iGEM team, and they're doing pretty good themselves. What is it that the high school team is working on for their project?
So, yeah, it's really exciting that we get to have high school students from the different high schools in Lethbridge come to the university and learn about synthetic biology and be there working on their iGEM project. So this year, their project is focused on biologically producing pigments for printer ink.
So with the Alberta iGEM competition, which leads into the Boston one, who all was there?
So the teams that were there was the University of Alberta iGEM team, the University of Calgary iGEM team, and then the University of Lethbridge team, so ourselves. For high school, there was Urban Tundra, which is based out of Edmonton, and then our University of Lethbridge High School.
And who actually will end up going to Boston?
All of those five teams will be going to Boston. AGM is, it's not a competition for who gets to go to Boston. It's an opportunity for our team to present our work and get feedback from other experts. So there was a panel of judges that come from industry and previous IGEM members. There was a representative from the Public Health Agency of Canada. So we get to hear their feedback to prepare us for going to Boston.
When do you go to Boston?
The competition is November 9th to 13th, I believe. So I guess it's in about a month we'll be heading to Boston.
And what do you have to do to prepare all the last-minute things that you need to do?
Yes, so it's going to be a very busy month. We are working on finishing up our webpage that comprises of all of the work that we've done over the IGEM season. We have a poster to finish up as well as keep working on our presentation that we will be doing in Boston, and then just finishing up some last-minute lab work to be included as well.
So from AGEM, I understand that the team's got a little bit of money to help with the travel down to Boston. How did you make out?
Yeah, so that was really helpful for us. We received $4,000 from the AGEM competition to help subsidize some travel costs. And we also received some additional funding from our university, which was great to help us get there. And then we are primarily funded by Alberta Innovate, the Geekstarter and Mindfuel program, which is super great.
How many years has the University of Lethbridge been sending people down to Boston to compete?
This is actually our 10th year of having an IGEM team, which is really exciting because I believe that we are the longest-running Canadian IGEM team. So it's a huge honor to be able to continue this work and send students to Boston to present for our 10th year.
Well, maybe there's another gold medal waiting in the wings for you.
I hope so.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.